Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I am joined by Faye Vitito. Faye is an area veterinarian, and she's here to talk to us a little bit today about how to properly care for animals during cold weather. So Faye, how can listeners take better care of their livestock and horses in the wintertime?
Cold weather is usually an extreme weather event, and it's just as important to care for them as when it's in the summertime extremely hot. The wintertime is especially difficult at times because one of the most important nutrients is water, and water freezes. If we're coming up to some sub-zero weather or some single-digit weather, you might put out a warm 5-gallon bucket of water for your horse, and it may freeze within an hour of you going off to work. A good rule of thumb for fresh water, and it doesn't have to be hot from the house, but it should be room temperature or tepid. And a good rule of thumb is if you have 100 pounds of a goat, then it needs a gallon of water. If you have a 500-pound pony, it needs 5 gallons of water per day. And if you have a 1,000-pound horse, it needs 10 times 100 would be 10 gallons of water a day. So one 5-gallon bucket for 3 horses or 3 cows is not going to do it. And a good way to insulate the water, many of our Farm and Fleet stores or Orscheln's or Ace Hardware stores will carry safe water thaws that you can plug in, and only you use ones that are rated for outdoor use around livestock to keep the water thawed. Some of our larger farmers or the outdoor animals such as cattle, there's actually a kind of watering device that has a rubber ball plugged the hole so it doesn't freeze, and cattle can be trained to that in the summertime. But back to our smaller animals, even if it's rabbits that you have in a shed, your 4-H rabbits in a shed, or sheep or goats or horses or cows, they need to also be kept out of the wind and the moisture. So a foggy day before a cold front or a drizzly day that wets and dampens the air, and a large animal outside can actually have hypothermia or die from cold if it's 40 degrees and their skin is wet and a light breeze, because the cold air will ruin the insulation in their coat. Underfoot is very important as well. If you have wet feet and it gets cold at night and you stand, what's going to happen to your feet? So hooves are the same thing. So they need a dry area to be, especially at nighttime, and keep their feet dry if possible. Sometimes it's impossible, but if they have a dry, deep-bedded straw or sawdust, their barn stall can be such that it's dry and allow their body warmth to use that. Also, the buildings that they're in cannot be too tight in the wintertime. If you have a small shed and you have 4 or 5 goats or 4 or 5 horses or cattle cram into a small space, it might feel very warm, but the moisture map from their air will actually, from their breathing, will actually fill the air with a freezing fog, so it actually becomes very damp, and then they're more prone to pneumonia. Grooming hair coats is fine. I think it's a very good idea to keep dried mud or snow or ice groomed away from the coat so it stays fluffy and keep them warmer. And if it's a very extreme situation, you can always use a blanket. There's different types of horse blankets or even cow blankets and goat blankets that you can use temporarily, but they have to be monitored so they don't have the straps contained.
Again, that was Faye Vitito. She is an area veterinarian, and she was here talking to us today about how to keep livestock and horses warm during the winter months. We will continue our talk with Faye tomorrow on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.